is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 94, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order with my family, as I have done since my wife and I got married some 33 plus years ago, and as I have done personally since December 1979. That's right. I had devotions and prayed and read the Bible every day up until I got married and continued on, because I had the philosophy in my mind from reading the Bible, the Bible's philosophy, that my wife was not to hinder me from serving God and praying to God and reading the Bible. She was supposed to be a helpmeet. And so whatever I was doing for the Lord before I met my wife, you can best believe I kept on doing it. Because the idea of marriage is she's to come on board to help me do what I've been doing and what I should do for the glory of God. And so, at first, she didn't care about all that praying stuff. And she would protest my praying by going to sleep. And even after the children came, tried to hinder me from praying, but she was not successful. Because I knew how good God had been to me before I met her. And so I was not going to forsake God for her. And she finally realized that, and she started praying along with me as she should. Be that as it may, this unique viewpoint, this unique Bible, allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today, beloved, we are reading Job chapter 42. Now, believe it or not, that represents 42 days. And this is what I have taught my children and even my wife down through the years. Your days are numbered, and they're going by fast. It is good that we're reading the Bible every day, but whatever God has wired you to do and called you to do, you better do it. Because this represents 40. See, what I'm bringing up is, it does not seem like it. 42 days has passed. Now, it's good that we have read the Bible together for 42 days. That's the most important thing. And prayed together. But what else have you done in those 42 days? Do you know that a textbook could be read in 42 days? Do you know that a book could have been written in 42 days? Do you know that you could have lost 10 pounds in 42 days? So while you're reading the Bible, I want you to understand that your days are numbered. And reading the Bible will remind you of that. It's not directly, but indirectly. And this is what I've taught my wife and children for years. So that, because if you can read the Bible regularly every day, and get that accomplished by the grace of God, you can read a chapter of your textbook if you're in college or high school every day. So when you get out of this service, this devotional service, you ought to set a goal. You know what? I'm going to read a chapter of my textbook or half a chapter. And you can finish a textbook in 42 days. And that is a great feat because, see, the people who excel in college, by the way, they read the textbook. These are the Chinese folk. The Chinese folk and the Indian folk who are always in the library, they live in the library, they own tables. They don't really own tables, but every time you pop up in the library, they're there. And they just leave their stuff there. And they're going to be at that same table because they read the textbooks. And we have a few black folk and a few white folk who do the same thing, a few Americans. But the Indians and the Chinese, they're going to be reading them textbooks. That's why they really have been educated. They know what's really going on. Because the secret, by the way, is not in the lectures. That's an overview. The secret for you college students is reading the textbook. There are websites in the textbook that would do you good all of your life, but they're not going to make it all bold for you. They're not going to put the list of websites. They want you to read the textbook. I challenge you, because we're getting ready to get into another book here soon. I challenge you over the next 30 days. I challenge you, because see, most of you have not read all of the textbooks that you may have already graduated from college, but you didn't read the textbooks. Go back and read your textbooks if you're not in college anymore, for whatever reason. If you are a writer, write a book in the next 30 days. Read your Bible over the next 30 days. Pray. And then go, because in this environment, you come here every day. You read the Bible with me. You're going to do that. You got some encouragement. You got some help to do that. Some of you probably would not do it on your own, but that's another thing, another story, another situation. But you're doing this with me, okay? Now, for the next 30 days, if the Lord tarries his coming, and we live, I challenge you. We're going to pray and read the Bible if the Lord tarries his coming and we live. I want you to set a goal for something else to do in your life that you've been wanting to do, like read a textbook or read a certain book or write a book or clean out the attic or whatever. Just do a little bit every day. And what I have taught my wife and children is the power of doing a little bit every day. How that you can accomplish a whole lot by doing a little bit every day. We have read 41 chapters of the book of Job. That's no small accomplishment in this wicked world in which we live. We did it how? Little by little. And we can't even tell you. It doesn't even seem like, let me put it that way, 42 days. So I challenge you, if you're a writer, write a chapter a day. If you need to read a book, read a chapter a day or read a half a chapter a day, depending on what kind of book it is. While we launch off into the next 30 days. And let me just say 40 days. I want you to, it seemed like we just got into this book, but here it is, 42 days later. So line up one or two or three other goals alongside this. Come back for this every morning. We can do this together and then discipline yourself and read a chapter of your textbook, write a chapter of your book, clean out your attic little by little, clean out the garage little by little, clean up your house little by little, or whatever. Study for your license. Get your paperwork in order. Little by little, you can get it done. And I showed my wife and children this for years. because we would read one chapter a day of a book, like the Psalms or Proverbs, 30 days, 31 days for Proverbs. And lo and behold, man, we'd be at chapter 31 and it didn't even seem like it. And see, by doing that, it shows you how fast life is going by. Get other things done that are important that need to be done. Learn Spanish. Learn Chinese. You probably, if we're not careful, you might have to speak it in the future. Learn Russian. Learn German. The German language. Build your first website. Build a computer. You'll be amazed at what you can accomplish over time if you do a little bit every day. And let this foundational service, your devotional service, serve as your foundation to bounce from. And it's a great place to bounce from because you're bouncing from God and His Word and prayer. Get things done in your life for the glory of God, and you will, then you will not have to look at others and what they're doing. You could be doing something. Job chapter 42. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, for all that you have already done and all that you have already said to us and what you have led me to say to the people. And Lord, I pray that each person here and each person out there would take up this challenge to read your holy word every day, to pray every day, and then go and do something else to glorify your holy name and to help themselves and to help their family and to help them realize their goals from this day forward. And every 30 days or every 40 days, help them to do something great for your glory, praise, and honor. Lord God in heaven, I do praise you and thank you for your holy word. Fill me with your strength, your energy, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word, to understand it, to obey it, to share it with others, to apply it to our lives, to preach your holy gospel from it. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus Saith the Lord, at Job chapter 42. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself, and repent in dust and ashes. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job hath. Therefore take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. So Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite went and did according as the Lord commanded them. The Lord also accepted Job. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jemima, and the name of the second Keziah, and the name of the third Keren Hapuk. And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. After this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your holy word, and thank you for allowing us the privilege to read through the book of Job again. And every time as we read through any of your books of the Bible, your holy word, our hearts are so moved and so blessed. And Lord, I just pray that you'll help us to remember it, hide it in our hearts, help us to meditate on it, and to apply the principles that you have taught to our own lives and to the lives of others, by teaching your holy word to them in a discipleship way and proclaiming your holy gospel. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.